Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the LU-VE First Half 2019 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Matteo Liberali, CEO of LU-VE. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody, and welcome to this conference call for the presentation of the H1 2019 results. Let me start telling you that we will do it in English because we have several people attending from outside Italy. First of all, I would like to say that we are very happy about the results of the first 6 months. It's been a very positive period for us. As you see from the presentation, it's been posted on the website. If we talk shortly about the highlights of 2019, the group reached a turnover of 186 million euro with an increase of 22%, an organic growth of 8.3%. Organic growth, which means we do not include the Alfa Laval acquisition and the small company we acquired last year in June in U.S. As I was saying, very good results. An EBITDA adjusted increasing by 40%, a strong cash generation, the strongest ever in our history in the group. We continue our expansion plan on the geographical point of view. All the projects we launched in the last month of expanding capacity in different countries all over the world are proceeding according to the plan, and we are very satisfied about that. Having said that, I would start with page three in the presentation, where we have the financial highlights. As I said, the turnover is 186.7 million, 22.2% increase, 8.3% organic. EBITDA, which is 20.3 million, which is 18.7% compared to last year. The EBITDA adjusted we have to take into consideration is 25.4 million euro, +40%. This difference, the adjustment we have there in our bridge analysis, but mainly related to non-recurring items related to the acquisition of Alfa Laval, mostly, and the moving of the plant in China. Also, the net income, if you consider net income normally 6 million, which is slightly decreased compared to last year, but the same effect of non-recurring item related to the acquisition. The net income adjusted, there will be later on bridge analysis as well, is 10.5 million. 38% more than last year and 17% in a like-for-like point of view. The like-for-like, for sure, included the biggest part is Alfa Laval, which is reflected, of course, in the net financial position of the company at the end of June, which is increased up to 151 million euro, 61 million related to the acquisition of Alfa Laval, and 17 million related to the adoption of the IFRS 16 concerning lease and different stuff. All in all, I would say that if you go to page four, I would take to your attention the fact that the order book is increasing continuously. You see Q1, it was 45 million, Q3, including the acquisition, 73.4 million euros, so 80% more, 5.7% organic. At the end of August, roughly, we're in the position with 80 million order backlog, which is a 10.1% like-for-like. This big increase is not only related to the acquisition, but also to the fact that normally the visibility of the order backlog of the business related to Alfa Laval, specifically in the power gen application, is longer. There are projects for delivery with a long visibility, three, 6 months ahead for the bigger customer we're serving. Concerning the sales divided by product on page five, as you may recall, the business of the company is divided in heat exchangers, so a product sold to OEMs in this heat exchanger business. with 106.5 million, we had a growth of 16.6% compared to last year and 8.3% on an organic base. And the difference between organic and overall is mainly due to the new acquired Zyclus company in U.S. While on the air cool equipment, the impact of the Alfa Laval acquisition is higher. So we have 66.3 million euros, so 37% more than last year, and 9.2% organic growth, mostly related to coil, so for projects for big industrial logistics center, environmental friendly with CO2 and new natural gas applied with higher energy efficiency system. Then the remaining part is becoming less and less important, is glass doors and close control, you know, more or less stable. All in all, this results is we can consider explained with exchange rate on the same exchange rate basis is 8.9% on a like-for-like basis, which is a growth in volume and a partial, a slightly decreasing pricing related to the part of coil business with automatic price adjustment related to copper and aluminum LME trends. So, if you have to move to page 6, where we divide the business within application. Historically, as you recall, 80% of the business of the group was related to refrigeration, so the cold chain, commercial and industrial refrigeration. Now, the incidence of this business, based on our strategic plan we applied during the last few years to increase the diversification of application, the incidence of refrigeration, which remain our biggest business, is less than 60%, 58.8%. In total, it's 109 million at the end of the first 6 months, with an increase of 70% compared to last year and 5.7% on a like-for-like basis. And this is reflecting the positive efforts in the industrial, in the development of the industrial refrigeration, so project of bigger size, for, as I said before, for environmental friendly. Project for logistics center and related to supermarket business, while the OEM part of the supermarket business, due to the change in the business model, has been less performing than expected, but still in a positive trend. Air conditioning is 31 million euro, 24% more than last year, with a 4.5% difference compared to on a like-for-like basis, and this is mainly due to the big increase we made in the heat exchanger for we acquired some new customer in the air conditioning business for bigger coils than expected. So the effort of increased penetration in the heat exchanger part of the business of customer outside refrigeration, and this is proving to be successful in the last few months, and there are apparently new opportunities as well. Then what we call in the segment, what we call special application, here we see an increase of 19.7%, is 30.9 million euro. On a like-for-like basis, is increasing by 60%. In this, I would like to remind you that this special application includes three main different business. The fastest growing overall within the group in the first 6 months is the business related to home appliance. Maybe you recall that we mentioned that we acquired new important customer in the last few years. We started with the Miele in this for the application, the high efficiency tumble dryers application with the energy rating A++. So as a new customer, we succeeded in getting this new customer, and so we grow in this segment from 10.7 to 15.2 million euro, 42% almost, even with the impact of the decreasing of loyal customer that we have, which actually in Turkey we decreased by 2.8 million. So even with this big decrease we were expecting, we've been able to grow 42%. And as I recall, as maybe you recall, also the positive news in this area is that we gain also the project for Miele, also for the Polish plant, where we are starting now the pre-serial production with the target to start delivering also from Poland starting from 2020, for an expected volume for the new Polish plant of around about 3 million euro on a yearly basis at full speed. Within this category, we have the only business which is slightly decreasing at the end of the first 6 months, which is now recovering at the end of August, which is the mobile application. Unexpectedly, refrigerated track had a slower trend than after 2 years of booming growth. And the rest of the application is increased by 12%. There are different within the remaining part, there are 6.5 million euro revenues in different applications. Then the final segment is the power gen and process. And this we have a very good results on a like-for-like basis because we increased by almost 21% compared to last year due to the acquisition of new projects and new customers of the old, let's say, Louvre sales network. Then with the acquisition of Alfa Laval, we got additional customers. Even we, in this account, we consider only 2 months of Alfa Laval. So we have always had to take into consideration that all these figures consolidate or include 2 months, so May and June, of the acquired Alfa Laval business. But in this area, there are some very good news. Recently, we got we recovered the customer we lost 3 years ago, which was one our biggest customer in this application. We got a great order in these days of roughly 4 million euros to be delivered partially this year and partially next year. And there is also in this category, is not reflected yet in the figures, but there is a new trend specifically related to the Danish market for the project related to the so-called decarbonization, so the switch from energy plant using carbon or coke to new system where we supply special product heat pumps technology, environmental friendly, where we already have orders in the backlog of roughly 7 million on this paper, and we're discussing about several other new projects, now limited to the Danish market, but that related to some special incentives for the introduction of green technologies, let's say this. But it's a new market for us that we are exploring. It seems to be something that a wave that we have to surf in the next coming months. Now, for us, the main issue is to be able to follow up with the production capacity. So, all in all, as I said, it's a positive year. All the segments are growing. In terms of markets, Italy is growing by 14.5%, but even with this growth, the incidence of the Italian market on the total revenues of the group is slightly above 21%, while the main export market remains Germany, Poland, Czech Republic, and now also with a new customer, Miele, is located there. And, of course, we don't have to forget that in USA we started from a small operation, but in the first 6 months of the year we grew by 39% compared to last year in the coil business for OEM, so particularly the heat exchange business for OEM. And also China is performing very well. And one of the new markets we've been able to open is in the first 6 months of the year is Saudi Arabia. The only negative one is that we lost the business we made in Iran for the well-known reason compared to last year. Concerning the different projects, I go very fast on that. You recall at the beginning of this year, we completed the project of the new plant in Poland, where we will manufacture both heat exchanger and air cool products, where we installed the new line for Miele. The project has been completed according to the plan, and both in timing and budget. And the Polish plant at the end of June increased by 15.4% compared to last year. Concerning China, you recall maybe that we had the plan to move our previous factory located in Shanghai area. We moved it 950 kilometers west in the Wuhan region in Tianmen town, where we had special allowances for the local authorities. And even if we lost just 1 month of turnover due to the moving of the machinery from one plant to the other one, at the end of of June, we increased by 12%. At the end of August, the revenues are increasing by 24%. And we are getting new customers thanks to the fact that now we have additional capacity available and a more integrated manufacturing process. And even in this case, all the movement has been done according to the plan with no delays and respecting the budget expansion that we have. Concerning India, on page 10, you see a picture of the ongoing building. As you may, as you recall, we are doubling the size of the plant in China, close to the area of Delhi in Bhiwadi. This is the plant that is growing the most in this first 6 months, 24% compared to last year, slightly less than 20 million euro revenues with a budget of 40 million roughly this year. I recall that when we bought it 3 years ago, it was October 6, 2016, the revenue of the company in the year was 18. So in less than 3 years, we more than doubled the size of the plant, who is extremely well performing. Going to the States, Zyklus, the company we acquired last year in Texas, we signed the agreement with the local community where they are giving 80,000 square meter free of charge plus additional allowance to build a new plant for follow our strategies for to grow in the market which remains the biggest market for refrigeration air conditioning in the world. And so we are now in the phase where we are defining the projects, and there is an ongoing discussion for maybe they will give us, they are willing to give us some more land in exchange of additional building. Well, we will have to finalize this additional negotiation in the next few weeks. But the market is very positive. The market trend is very positive, and the forecast seems very interesting. Concerning the Alfa Laval business that we acquired at the end of April this year, the biggest acquisition in the history group, in air cool products, with the strategy to once more differentiate our market coverage in terms of applications, specifically to grow in the industrial process and power gen business. The acquisition is proceeding, the integration process is proceeding. We already we've been able to reach our target in the first couple of months, which was not to create additional disturb to the customer, to bring the same level of service. Now we start the integration plan, which means rationalization of the product range, of the manufacturing platform, website, catalogs, and so on, and also the integration of the commercial network and the engineering network, and so on. And one part of the project is that we already defined and presented to the management team the implementation of the SAP, starting from March next year in Finland, and then it completed within year end to the three different plants within Alfa Laval, because now they're having three different systems in different plants, and this came out immediately as expected as a urgent necessity to have a single system in order to facilitate the integration and to get the highest possible efficiency from this merging process. The pricing paid up to now was 65% of the total amount, which was calculated, I remind you, as a 6.5 times the EBITDA 2018 for the first two installments, and the third installment, the remaining 20%, which will be paid in 12 months, will be calculated on EBITDA 2019, always with the same multiplier of 6.5. And we are now presented our adjustment proposal to the EBITDA used for the price definition and the final negotiation, and now the procedure is that we are waiting from the counterparts to give their view on our proposed adjustments. So I would like now to leave the word to Mr. Michele Garulli, our investor letter, will enter into the details about the figures of the first half 2019. Thank you.
Thank you, Matteo. Good afternoon to everybody. Please go to page 16 of our presentation, where you can find the profit and loss of the group for the first half of 2019. As you can see, we had 186 million turnover, 20.3 million of EBITDA, an EBIT of 9.3, and net income of about 6 million. First of all, please consider that in this P&L, as Matteo said before, we just included 2 months of the recent acquisition of the hair business of Alfa Laval, and therefore a full year profit and loss should take into account big, much higher contribution from this acquisition. Second very important point is the fact that the P&L on this first part of 2019 has been impacted by non-recurring items of 5.1 million, mainly related to the acquisition of Alfa Laval and other extraordinary costs, non-recurring costs in China due to the movement of the shift of the plant, and also in Poland due to the startup of the production plant. This impact all the P&L, starting from the EBITDA, on total impact of 5.1 million, and a net of the effect of taxation impact the net income for 4.6 million. And this is, if we go to the following page, page 17, we have the bridge analysis on EBITDA. We start from a result last year unadjusted of 17.1 million. Last year we had transaction costs related to the acquisition of Zyklus in the state, as a total cost of 1 million. So the adjusted EBITDA for last year, first part of 2018, was 18.1 million. And the result this year on adjusted basis is 25.4. And the bridge is the following. First of all, there is an increase in profitability, 3.5 million, and which is a result of 19.3% increase in profitability, that is nearly more than double the increase of the turnover. As Matteo said before, we had an organic growth, the turnover 8.3%, and an increase of comparable EBITDA 19.3. Then in addition to that, there is a contribution, the first contribution to the profit and loss of Zyklus, 1.2 million. The first contribution of Alfa Laval, as I said before, just 2 months, 1.3 million EBITDA. Then there is a first time adoption of IFRS 16 that has a contribution of 1.3 million. So the result is 25.4 less the non-recurring item, 5.1 million, give us the EBITDA reported for the first half of this year, 20.3. Going to the details of these non-recurring items, we have 2.3 million are related to transaction costs, directly transaction costs of for the Alfa Laval, advisory, due diligence, and so on. 1.8 million is related to fair value of inventory of Alfa Laval, and on this point I will ask the help of Mr. Macchi, CFO of the group, to explain this number so everybody can be comfortable on that.
Okay, good afternoon everybody. Based on IFRS rules, we have been obliged to allocate a part of the purchase price to the stock of the acquired companies based on the fair value. Doing this booking, we haven't impacted the P&L, so just increased the value of the stock, reflecting sales value instead of cost. 1 second later, again, applying IFRS rules, we have been obliged to reverse this amount in the P&L with a negative impact of 1.8 million euros. So it's mainly a technical effect that unfortunately impacted our P&L of this half year by 1.8 million that we normalized in our calculation in order to explain really the profitability of the group. Thank you.
Thank you, Elisa, for that explanation. And just to complete the description of the non-recurring item, as I said before, we have another million related to startup costs of, for Poland and in China. So the total is 2.3 transaction costs, 1.8 fair value of the inventory, 1 million startup one-time cost in Poland and China, total 5.1. If you go to page 18, we can appreciate the improving trend, increasing the strong trend of EBITDA of the group, organic, the blue bar, that can, as you can see, starting from the second half of 2017, show a continuous trend of improvement from 14.2 million in the first half of 2017 to 21.6 in first part of this year. Adding, as I said before, Daikin's contribution, 1.2, Alfa Laval for just 2 months, and in fact, IFRS 16, we got our 25.4 comparable EBITDA. If you go on the net income bridge analysis, we apply the same concept as for the EBITDA. We start from net income reported H1 18, the adjustment for the transaction cost, no tax impact on that, unfortunately, not tax deductible. So net income adjusted H1 18, 7.6, that goes to 10.5 million net income adjusted for this year. That is mainly driven by increase of the EBITDA, like for like, a small reduction in financial results, slightly more taxation, then the contribution of at net income level of Daiklus and Alfa Laval, 0.5 for Daiklus and 1.1 million for Alfa Laval. We got it. Our 10.5 net income adjusted for this year, less the non-recurring items, 4.5 net of the tax benefit. Going to the balance sheet on page 20, we have just to highlight the major points. First of all, I would like to underline the strong financial structure. Debt to equity, nearly one. Strong liquidity position to cover the future of the commitment. We just included for 2 months the consolidated balance sheet of Alfa Laval, which imply an impact on IFRS 16 of about 17 million, vis-a-vis a contribution on the profitability of 1.3 only. In addition to that, please consider that we have a normal seasonality in working capital needs. As you can see on page 21, the working capital is one of the best areas of the performance of the group, very strict control of working capital, even better this year on a comparable basis, like-for-like data, working capital went from 17.1% on total sales to 14.2% in total sales. And this is a good introduction for the next chart, next slide at page 22. As you can see, there is a normalized net cash flow of 25.5 million, a record level. To that record level, a good contribution also comes from the strict control of working capital, a reduction of working capital in 2019 vis-a-vis the performance in the last year. Going on page 23, on the net financial debt bridge analysis, we started last June 2018, with 75.7 million in net financial debt. The cash flow from our operation contributed by 25.5 million. Then there is the payment of dividend in spring this year, 5.5 million, and the accelerated CapEx for 14.6 million, the extra CapEx vis-à-vis our normal maintenance level of CapEx. This could result in a normalized and organic net financial debt of 70.3 million. In addition to that, we have non-recurring item, the Alfa Laval acquisition, which impacted the net financial position for 71 million, and the first adoption of IFRS 16. So the total net financial debt at the moment of June 2019 is 141.8, and the program of the group, the aim of the group is to reduce the leverage as quick as possible from the current situation to a level around 2x EBITDA. And I would say that we cover most of the financial, even if we are short of time, and we'll pass to Matteo for the final remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Michele. So just to summarize, because we are a little bit out of time, very good first 6 months, complicated to the fact that we had to integrate the Alfa Laval acquisition, with also the reading of the figure is somehow complicated because of this different perimeter, but in principle, good business, organic, good market trend, a good development of the order backlog, new opportunities with a new application, and some new customers have been able to get on board already, and some other one on in the pipeline, which let us see a good future development of our business. Thank you very much for attending, and now it's time for question time. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Andrea Randone with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon, gentlemen. Congratulations for the results. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is about Alfa Laval acquisition, the ALER. We observed that the EBITDA margin was something below 10% in the first half, at least in the first 2 months you are accounting for. And I wonder if you can give us an idea about what you expect in the second half for this subsidiary. The second question is about raw material cost. If you can give us your view about current trends in raw material. And the third question is about the CapEx guidance for the full year for the next year, if you can give us an update. Thank you.
So thank you for your question. So concerning Alfa Laval, as I said, the first 2 months were slightly below 10%, the EBITDA was in the region of 7.5% roughly. The results of the slow start of Alfa Laval. As you may recall, when we had a conference call on the 2018 financial year, we mentioned that we had a strong start as Luve, and we got the information that Alfa Laval has a slow start. This was reflected partially in the order backlog and in the turnover and the first 2 months of consolidation. What we can see in the development of the business, that the order backlog is growing, and Also, the results are improving, so we expect roundabout to be in the region of 10% EBITDA at the end of the year. Concerning raw material, I would like to have a view, as usual. The trend of copper is reducing. We are making some action on the copper purchasing to move more and more volumes to suppliers outside Europe, where we can get from a transformation costs which are lower compared to those ones to the European ones. And but on the LME trend now, all the forecasts give a trend, the decreasing trend for the next couple of months. But all the information we got from different analysts that the copper is going to restart from starting on Q1 2020 and continue and progressively grow up to Q4. Regarding the capex, we stay on the region of 25 million on a yearly basis. It's as usual, it depends a little bit on the delivery from our suppliers. If everything arrives on time, we expect to be in the region of 25 million as we previously announced. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Marco Cristofori with Ubibanca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations also from myself. A few questions. If I can come back on the CAPEX, for me it can be interesting to know what could be CAPEX after the accelerated CAPEX spend. So I would say at regime with Alfa Laval fully consolidated, and so I mean in 2020 and 2021. My second question is about the attitude of a new government towards a green economy can help you, and what is your feeling about this changing towards the green economy? Third question, if I may, is also to understand if you accounted any goodwill related to Alfa Laval in your first half result, and how much is it within the immaterial asset. And last, if I may, you finalized several acquisitions, important acquisitions, and you have a target of net debt EBITDA 2 for 2020. But I guess that from 2020 on, there is maybe some room for further expansion. So I would like to know your point of view on further M&A in future. Thank you.
So thank you for your question. So first one concerning the CAPEX, as we are working now of the investment budget, which includes also what we call the different streams of the integration process, including the product rationalization and so on, but we expect a maintenance CAPEX of the new super group, including Alfa Laval, in the region between 10 and 12 million euro a year, of course. Maintenance excludes, as it says, the building, any building.
Mm.
Normally, Alfa Laval is talking of low capex, and we have to learn from this. Concerning the green economy, for sure, the green economy, not the Italian government, but in general, the green economy is one of the driver of our development. As I mentioned before, this. The carbonization project in Denmark is a good example, as it has been the good example, the heat pumps market in Europe in the last few years, as the also for the tumble dryers, the energy efficiency class A++ or A++++ and so on. So this for sure is a driver, and LUVE, being an innovative company, has always invested a lot of money and resources and brains to develop innovative solutions. For us, the green economy is for sure an opportunity higher compared to minor players, because we have invested, we have the know-how, and we normally anticipate the trends. And this is, let's say, the tradition of the company, I would say. Concerning the M&A process, we have now to integrate the Alfa Laval piece of the cake. I forgot to mention that in September we will implement SAP also in US, so we will have one more integration if proceeding. Of course, we are opportunistic. We've been looking for opportunity in the US for many years, and we struggle to find a good target. In theory, we are open to other potential opportunities that we do not see in this very moment, but we are open for sure. If there is something interesting to look at, we will be open to that. On the goodwill part, I will leave the word to our CFO, Elijah Maki, who is more skilled than me on this part.
Based on the purchase price of 67.1 million euro, we booked in this financial statement a provisional goodwill of 43 million euro roundabout. Of course, this goodwill is not the definitive one. We will have to finalize the process with Alfa Laval in order to determine the real purchase price. Based on that, in the next financial statement, end of 2019, we will book the final value of the goodwill. 2 million out of this goodwill has already been allocated in the purchase price allocation to the stock. The rest will be probably allocated to other elements to other assets. But as of now, we just have a provisional calculation of 43 million euro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Randone with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have just a question which is quite tricky, I think, but I am trying to ask you a comment about your like-for-like trend for the original Louvre perimeter. We observed a very strong first half. You commented the like-for-like was above your, how can I say, long-term growth rate, so it was about 8%. Looking forward to the second half, do you think the 4% like-for-like growth you recorded in the second quarter is something reasonable? Okay, this is the question.
Yeah, we think that it's quite reasonable. We have good signs in some markets. There are different markets. For example, the Russian market, which was suffering last year and still quiet at the beginning of the year, is increasing. We don't know yet. It could be the potential effect of the Brexit. Even if now that we're still growing in UK up to now, but for sure the positive aspect to take into consideration is the fact that the end of August we have a 10.1% higher order backlog like for like compared to the same period of last year. So in principle, there's normal seasonality. So normally in our traditional business, mostly refrigeration and air conditioning, the last quarter is the weaker quarter in terms of volumes, traditionally, with normal seasonality. But so we see that the organic growth will for sure remain well above 4%.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time. Gentlemen, do you perhaps have any closing comments?
So, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank you for attending this conference call. And for any other information you may require, of course, our investor relator is at your disposal. And as you said, we
talk again for the full year financial results
somewhere in March
next year, yeah. Just after mid-March.
So thank you once more for attending, and lucky you if you invest in Lupe. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.